Section 6.2, Headrests, Proper Positioning and Adjustment. According to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, whiplash injuries in the U.S. due to front or rear crashes cost more than $7 billion a year. It is no wonder that the insurance companies have an active interest in the quality of headrest that is being installed and utilized in motor vehicles today. In 1995, it was nearly impossible to find a good headrest. European car companies led the charge in providing quality adjustable headrests for the consumer. A headrest is only effective if it is positioned properly. Most front and rear crashes cause the head to twist on the neck. This snapping action is what causes whiplash. The best way to prevent that from happening is to have a headrest adjusted so that the point of contact between your head and the headrest is right where the device meets the base of the skull, where the skull meets the top of the neck. Another good rule of thumb is that the point of contact should be no lower than the ears. The position of your seat has a lot to do with the effectiveness of the headrest as well. The distance between the headrest and the back of your head should be as little as possible. If your car seat is reclined so low that it resembles the recliner in your living room instead of a driver's seat, it will do you little good. This distance defeats the purpose of the headrest. Your seat should be no more than at a 70-degree angle. Anything more than that is ineffective in preventing whiplash.